Hello.
Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Gianna. How can I assist you?
Hi. I'm reading off of my account statement on a credit card. Total value?
We're an online store and we represent 100 online vendors. Did you purchase something online, like a survey or a sweepstakes?
I can't understand the thing you're saying. Could you speak up, please?
1 second, sir. Hold on. I said you're asking me what company I am?
I have a credit card charge. In fact, I have two charges for around $73 from something called Total Value Smart GADG. And I call the telephone number, and it says CA, which I assume California is behind it. And I want to know what this charge is for.
Can I get your zip code, please?
01937.
Okay, give me just a second. All right, and what's your first and last name?
Joseph Dombrowski. It's Dombrowski.
Okay. All right, I can't find you. What's the zip code again? 019.
37.
37. Let me bear with me just a second. Let me find another way to look you up. Phone number. All right, let's see. All right, you're not pulling up. Let me see. And this number was attached to the payment?
There's a list of transactions here.
Okay.
And one was, there was one for $5.74 on November 27th, and then there was one for $67.32 on December 2nd.
Okay, and your first and last name was?
Excuse me?
Your first and last name?
Joseph Dombrowski. It's
okay.
D-O-M.
I found you. Can you verify your shipping address?
It's Post Office Box 59, Hawthorne, Massachusetts, 01937.
Okay, thank you for that information. All right, give me just a second. I'm going to look over your account and see what these charges are, okay?
Yes, I would like to find out what they are because they mean nothing to me.
Okay, understood. System is loading. Come on. All right, just bear with me, okay? System is loading.
Yep.
We've been having system issues all week. All right, it pulled up. All right, let me see what's going on. All right, let's see. Approve. Approve. Okay. On November the 27th, did you order a gadget, a pot?
No.
Okay. Did you take a survey online?
I get a lot of those scams on my email. I may have attempted to find out what it was, but I'm sure I never completed the transaction and gave them a credit card number.
Okay, so we have the credit card ending at 11:35. It was for $5.74 on November the 27th.
Yeah, that's my last four of my credit card.
Okay, so what happened is you ordered a gadget. It looks like a pot.
A what?
It looked like a pot, like an entry, like a, you know how it's a contest or you do an entry online or a survey for an item that costs less than what the original price is? So that's what happened, and it charged you $5.74. So when you agree to those terms and you go through the whole process, if you don't cancel it in 48 hours, they sign you up for a membership, which is called a Factory Direct Savings Club. So every month they will charge you $67.32 until you cancel.
I am not going to pay that.
Okay.
My intention, if I answered that survey and paid the $5.74 fee, was not to join anything, particularly $67 a month. So,
right. Okay, so what I can do is I can go ahead and get you canceled out, so it won't charge your card again, okay?
Yeah, that is obviously some kind of a scam. I mean, to join something for $67.32 a month is for my purposes a heck of a lot of money. So I'm not paying that. When I pay my bill on this credit card, I am not including the $5.74 and the $67.32. And you can do what you wish to do to me, but it's just not going to be paid.
Well, sir, I already canceled it. Would you like the confirmation number?
Yeah, but what does that mean with my credit card? I mean, my credit card, I'm just not going to pay it.
Okay, well, it did go through, and because it was a valid charge, the most I can do is give you a 35% refund on it.
No, forget it. It's not going to be paid. You can take me to court. You can sue me. You can send the police.
Okay, well, give me
just
a second. I can see what my supervisor can do for you, okay? Just give me a second, all right? 1 second. Just give me like 2 minutes, all right? Thank you. All right, sir, I did talk to my supervisor. We can go ahead and do a one-time courtesy for the $67.32, okay? We're going to go ahead and get your refund. It's going to take 3 to 5 business days to get back on your card, okay?
Okay. What about that $5.74?
Well, because that was a valid charge to enter the contest, we can't do that one, but we could definitely give you the $67.32.
Okay.
Since you didn't know about the membership.
What is even more alarming about that is what you said about with the $5.74, I ordered a pot. What the hell would I order a pot for?
Well, sometimes when you click on your emails, they have surveys, they have mystery box. They have like sweet states sometimes, and when you click on it and you put your information in, you probably put your card information in, didn't read the terms and conditions that you had to cancel in 48 hours, so you won't be billed for the membership. So those is like little things that come in your email, pop up on your phone, and you probably didn't notice it. But that's what happened.
Yeah, I get these all the time now. If you answer this survey, you can get this item for shipping costs. That's
right.
That seems to be pretty common. And, you know, I don't do that. I mean,
right.
I just cancel those things up. Okay, so I will pay the $574 when I pay my bill, but I'm not going to pay the $6732. And you do what you have to do. I'm going to call up my credit card company here and tell them what's going on here.
Okay, I've already refunded you the $6732, so it will be back in your bank account in 35 business days, and I have a confirmation for you, and I also cancel your membership so you won't be charged no more.
Okay.
Okay, I have the confirmation. It's going to be C as in Charlie.
Yeah. 26 29 57 949. Okay, let me repeat that. C,
okay.
26 29 57 949.
That is correct.
Okay, I appreciate your assistance, but this is the first time it's ever happened to me, and it's sure as hell going to be the last time. I'm sorry for my language, but
it's okay.
It's very, very annoying. I'm retired. I'm 78 years old, and I'm not about to be throwing around $67 a month for a membership, and I don't even know what the heck the membership is for. So
absolutely.
I'm sorry to give you a hard time, but this, I looked at it and it says, what the heck is that? You know, because it doesn't tell you anything on, you know, when they list your transactions. And I got the telephone number by what is listed on the transactions. That's how I got a hold of you.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Well, you have a great day. Okay.
Thank you. I appreciate your help. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome.